Hello there. My name is Michael Brady, and I am from Partners for Karmic Freedom. I can be reached at 802-323-6880. I'm textable. I can be reached at Partners for Karmic Freedom. KarmicFreedom@gmail.com, and my website is KarmicFreedom.com, KarmicFreedom.com. This is Michael's Mission number 4, and it is Sunday, March 26th, 2023. And the first thing I want to do today is to announce that the celebration of life for Linda Brady has been scheduled. It will be held in Baltimore, Maryland, and it will be held on March 24th. That's a Saturday, June 24th, 2023, in Baltimore, Maryland. Go to our website, and we'll keep supplying details as we get closer to it about how it's going to be held and where and all the exact kind of details as we go down the line here. It would be good now if you would like to attend, if you're in the Baltimore area or you intend to travel, to come to her celebration of life. That's the date. It'll be held in I think like 1 to 4, I think, is what we're talking about. That length of time, it will be at a person's home, a beautiful home, a Frank Lloyd Wright home in the Baltimore area, a dear friend, Tim Thompson's house, home. He will host it for us. We'd like to get some RSVPs, so if you really intend to come, please email or text me, 802-323-6880 or karmicfreedom.com. KarmicFreedom@gmail.com is our email. Sorry. Email me about your intentions to come so we can adequately prepare for this. I would like this to be a wonderful celebration of Linda's life for all of us. So that's good news. The next thing, I guess, would be people are still inquiring. You all guys have inquisitive minds. How am I doing? I'm doing well. Thank you all for asking. On a personal level, in terms of my grieving, I'm out of the deep pit. I'm over the hump for now, and I feel grounded in my life, in the place I'm in now. I miss Linda, but it's not overwhelming, and I'm sure there's more layers down the road to come, but for right now, I'm in a good place. I'm in a really good place with that. And I'm working really hard on relaunching Partners for Karmic Freedom, relaunching me as the main person representing Partners for Karmic Freedom, and redesigning and relaunching the website. One as a memorial to Linda, so that she is always remembered by anybody that comes in, and then to also make available Partners for Karmic Freedom certified, trained karmic astrologers available to people to do the kind of one-hour chart reading that Linda did so well all her life as beginning with people. I'm not going to try to imitate my wife on that level personally much, although I did try along the way a couple of times, but it didn't work out that well. So at any rate, there'll be the usual way of connecting to your chart for a first time through these other people that will be part of the website as it gets relaunched, and then I'll be there, and I'm working on that, reformulating myself in terms of Partners for Karmic Freedom. And let me just talk about that a little bit. I I've thought a lot about this. I am still going to represent the philosophy that we've always done together. I will be working with people. I will be talking to people when they seek me out for coaching, counseling, about their soul mission, about their inner child, about their soul personality integration process, about their trickster, about the karmic themes in their chart that affect and impact their life that they're here to work on through their life, toward helping them heal things, release binds, and achieve their greater happiness, their greatest happiness they can in this lifetime through the understanding of their soul mission in particular. I'll still be doing that lens. That's the lens that I work with. Even if a person comes to me in a mundane way and I'm just doing hypnosis for stress or anxiety, which are things I do, I'm still going to look at their chart unless they don't offer me their chart. I'm always going to interpret what a person needs through their soul mission in their chart in this life, because I believe that really is the best way to help somebody, is to use their own soul's imprint, their own soul's guidance, in terms of how they create their life, and to help them learn how to create their life more consciously and intentionally. I am going to work with individuals. I'm going to work with couples still. I'm going to work with families. I'm going to work with young people. I currently have a couple of people in their 20s who I talk to on a regular basis, week to week. I find the work with a person starting out life to be extremely interesting and fun and important for them to be able to get a handle on their purpose in life, their mission in life, a reason that they get out of bed every day, to help them get oriented to understanding their conscious and unconscious mind, their soul better, understand what their inner children are doing as they step out in the world inside themselves, all that good stuff. And I'm finding that people in their 20s and their 30s are very responsive to this understanding of how to instill the meaning into your own life that you want. So at any rate, I'm still going to do all that. I envision myself getting out of bed every day, taking care of the morning chores, and then having my client work for the day. That can be 1 to 4 clients, 1 to 5 clients a day. I do work often 6 days a week, sometimes 7 days a week. I've been doing this kind of work, which people generally can call psychotherapy, therapy, coaching, counseling, any of those words work. Coaching is my preferred work, a word. Then I want to do podcasting because I need to now be the spokesperson for the Aquarian age. My wife was the spokesperson all these years for describing what the transition from the age of Pisces to the age of Aquarius that we've been in this lifetime. We're now in the age of Aquarius completely. It is about, in spiritual terms, and it's my job to carry that conversation forward and to help people make that transition into this next stage of Aquarius and leave behind the things that no longer serve us, any of us, from the age of Pisces, and begin to create our cosmic adulthood, which I've spoken to before. I believe that this is a singular age of Aquarius. We've had other ages of Aquarius because they happen every 2,000 years, and we've been here quite a bit more than 24,000 years on this planet as a species. So we've gone around the wheel a number of times through ages. But this is a singular age of Aquarius, I believe, in that we are stepping over the line from our spiritual childhood into the beginning of our spiritual adulthood, in the cosmos, in the universe, not just on the planet. And I also believe that the universe is transitioning from its childhood into its adulthood, its maturity stage, at the same time, because we're part of that. So if it's true about us, it's probably true that about the universe, true about the universe, probably true about us, beings we're so welded together, so to speak. And in the service of that, I've had people texting me, talking to me on the phone, emailing me, and along the way, you know, see how I am and everything, and to check in, and asking about groups, saying that the journey with Linda through her cancer cure and then her death, and over the last year, has made them conscious that they miss having the involvement with other people who are also of like mind, part of the our Aquarian family, part of this Aquarian journey that we're all on, and the use of our chart and our karmic beliefs to navigate our life that way. That they miss having other people to talk to or to share with, and that they've gotten back in touch with that over this last 10 months, let's say, while they've been tagging along with everything that's been going on. And I'm hearing that, not just from one person, but a number of people from various places and times. So I'm thinking that one of the useful things I can provide is, and I want to do ongoing as a part of the new presentation of Partners for Karmic Freedom when that happens, and I'll speak about that in a little bit. One of the things that I want to start doing now is offering people an opportunity to come together in group. Linda and I began, I think, a year and a half ago, maybe closer to 2 years ago. We started a group we call the Aquarian Group is a small group. It was 10 people. It's now 6 or 8 people that has endured over this time, that we meet every month, and we meet on Zoom. Okay, so people come together on a Zoom call, and we take a look at the karmic transits, at the transits that are going on in the world. That's one theme that we would always bring to it, always speak about in some way. We might talk about popular issues if they were important to the people on the call, or anything that a person wants to bring in their life to the group and speak about is also an available option that we do. And we call it the Aquarian Group. So I'm going to continue calling these groups that I see forming over time the Aquarian Group. In fact, what did I think about? Right. The Aquarian Leadership Group is actually what we named this group. And I think I'm going to stick with that. The Aquarian Leaders Group or the Aquarian Leadership Group. I would like to begin to host and moderate groups for people, small groups, intimate groups, not large groups. So 10 people maximum. The group would meet for 2 hours a month each time around. Right. Okay. And ten people, 2 hours, once a month. I'd like to have a commitment from people if they want to join this group, form a group, be part of a group that forms. I'm anticipating maybe more than one as I move through this year and further on. Forming at the same time, so we'll have multiple groups going, and maybe that'll just keep growing. Who knows? That'd be fun to see how that develops. Because it's important, I think, now that we're all in the promised land, I call it, the other side of the Jordan. We're now completely in the age of Aquarius, and we're here to begin formulating this new paradigm called the age of Aquarius rather than the age of Pisces, it's important for us at this point to begin to form our cohesive groups, the family system, call it what you wish. Those important people that lift and sustain us in our life, those people that we can count on, that are there, have our backs when we need it. And increasingly, you know, we all need that in our life, it looks to me like. These groups are an excellent way to begin to create that kind of strong group connection, family connection on a personal level for each of you out there as you join and become part of one of these groups, especially if they turn into, I'll call them permanent groups, permanent family groups. That would be a beautiful thing in my vision to happen. So I want to keep it to 10 people. I'm offering this starting as soon as they can form. So when I get input from any of you, all of you, about your interest in this and you wanting to do it, I'll begin to work on my end to formulate the groups and get a date set up, and then email list, and then an announcement of the first Zoom meeting. Okay, so my economics in this is that I'm charging people $60 a month. I want them to sign up for 6 months at a time. I want the group to stay coherent for 6 months each time. If it stays the same group indefinitely, which the current group I have now practicing has done for quite a bit, over a year and a half, I think, at this point, closer to two, that's fine. That's good. In fact, even if we don't meet formally with me as the moderator at some point in the future, people would still have the ability, you know, to communicate with each other and to get together as they need to, with or without me, I suppose. That, you know, if that happens, that happens. Anyway, so what I'm offering people is 6 months of a group experience where I would speak about whatever's going on, the astrological transits involved, have some theme that I bring to it each time we meet. People can bring their own issues or their own ideas or their own important things they want to talk to into the group as well. And I really want to moderate, not just talk at people. I want to moderate the interaction between people so that you all can get to know each other, you can get to like each other, you can start bonding with each other around sharing this vision and experience of life that we all have with each other. And if you bring a partner with you when you join the group, for every person you bring to a group or you refer to a group, I'll give you $10 off of your monthly fee. So if you brought two people, that would be $20 off of your monthly fee of $60, et cetera. And I want to keep this offer going for the rest of this calendar year, I'll try to get it stuck in the website soon, over the next week or two, somewhere in the front, so that it's easily reviewable by people. So if you're interested, please email me or text me your interest. Make sure that you include your birth data if you're not sure I have your chart already on file. And I look forward to spending my days doing individual appointments with people and then doing these groups with people and the guided meditation work that I can include in that each time around based on what's going on in the group at the time. And podcast. And I'm getting to the place where I think I can be regular with the podcast once a week. That's my goal, and like within this year, to make podcasting at least once a week, and to make that a permanent part of how I communicate with all of you, the people who wander in and the people who are part of, have been part of, Partners for Karmic Freedom over these years. So that's the short and that's the long and short of it for today. The Aquarian group, the appeal of it for me, and I think for anybody else, everybody else hearing this who's interested, is that, you get to spend time with like-minded people. You can have a look at transits in your life and how they're impacting you. You can experience mutual support with people who are like-minded. You can a chance to talk about your own beliefs or your visions, your issues, your challenges, as well as your successes, and share that with other people who care about it. And you're able to receive affirmation and validation from people who also care about you. So that those are my thoughts about the benefits of such a group. And again, I'm excited to be able to offer and host these groups. They'll be held on Zoom once a month after we get the dates set up. And then those meetings are recorded, so you can go back and replay them. You can re-experience the group process during the month in between, kind of thing. So that's my latest input. Oh, the other thing is the last thing is I haven't closed out the GoFundMe account that you all are aware of historically. It's the theme has changed, though. It's changed to Michael Brady's Bridge, B-R-I-D-G-E. And if you just go there out of curiosity to have a look, you can get to it from Facebook. You can get to it from our website. There's a link to the GoFundMe page. Have a read of it and see what you think. I'd be glad to hear your input. Basically, I'm asking people to finance, to support, to help support this transition this year of my life from Linda and I as Partners for Karmic Freedom to me as the representative of Partners for Karmic Freedom and all that entails. It's going to entail a relaunching of our website. Our programs have to be reorganized. Yeah, a bunch of stuff, all those kind of details. And it's going to incur more expenses than average, and expenses are a little strained at this point anyway, because when Linda died, she left a hole in our process, if you will. So I'm in a state of recovering on that level. And I don't want you to feel sorry for me. and I would take any support and any help I can from the people who care about this over this year of my life as I can receive would be helpful to make it go faster, easier, and accomplish more in the same amount of time. So just have a look at it. And if you can spread the word, if you can get other people to contribute, that would help too to get this reformulation done. I'm going to leave it up probably for this year until the end of the year, just to see if it brings in some help along the way. So I think that's it for today. I hope everybody out there is well. I would say to you all that, let me think, I want to give you something here. A lot of what I've been working with myself in the last month, let's say, with my workload with people in the world, with the people that I work with, is that a lot of people are struggling with the Saturn in Pisces part of their life, with the old belief systems coming up and really messing with their lives. A lot of contemplation, a lot of conversation about what is bugging you in life, what drags you down, what you worry about, what stresses you out, what makes you feel bad, you know, feel angry, feel sad, feel scared, feel guilty. Those things are important to tune into coming out of what's happening to you in your life and what you carry around and stew on. And identifying those things, tuning into them rather than avoiding them or tuning out from them, and then to really track down the emotion involved and to work on releasing, resolving old toxic emotions is really critical in this Saturn in Pisces transit for the next 2.5 years that we're in now. Please tune in that way. Again, if you want to make an appointment with me, please feel free to be glad to work on those issues with you more individually with your chart. And if you're working on your own, take some time every day. Take a half an hour out of your day and sit quietly and close your eyes and let yourself, give yourself the grace to go inside and tune in. What you tune into may not be fun or pleasant, but you can't transform, you can't let go of, you can't heal something you're unaware of inside of you. If it's causing you struggle and you tune into it, you can do something with it. You can release it, you can heal it, you can transform it. So I encourage you all to take that time for yourself. And again, I am Michael Brady of Partners for Karmic Freedom. This was Michael's mission, number 4 on March 26th. And I just turned 72 this month, another year in front of me. I'm excited. Okay, so have a good week, and I will try to get back to this next Sunday with another podcast, and I'll try to keep that on a regular basis from here on. So please stay tuned in. I really appreciate you all listening, and I wish you a happy day.